You don't just hold ground, you take it. Word picture, the flag. When soldiers take new territory, they raise a flag. It's not decoration, it's declaration. It marks victory, occupation, advance. You weren't called to play defense your whole life. You've been given authority to move forward in your family, faith, calling, and influence. Not just surviving, expanding. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Joshua 1:3. Bible character, Joshua. Joshua didn't inherit a vacation, he inherited a battlefield. But with every step, God confirmed his promise. Joshua's obedience led to possession. He didn't wait for comfort, he moved with courage. My story, where this became real. There was a season when I felt stuck. I wasn't in crisis, but I wasn't growing either. I prayed, served, and waited. Then one morning in prayer, I sensed God say, "Stop circling, start stepping." It hit me hard. I'd been camping in what was familiar, calling it faithfulness, but God was inviting me to take new ground, to apply, to speak up, to launch what he had already placed in my heart. That step led me, my wife, and eventually my family to Ireland, in a new chapter with new relationships that are now family. So I did. And while it wasn't easy, it was fruitful, because God meets you in motion. The shift, be your release. Faith doesn't always feel bold, but it moves forward. Your next step isn't rebellion. It might remember this. God won't bless your comfort zone. He blesses your courage. Declaration, I am advancing. I will not shrink back. God goes before me. I will take ground for his glory. One obedient step at a time.